Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news.
The Liberty Lounge, brought to you every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to classic country music in the Liberty Lounge to help you end your week on a pleasant note. We'll have sad songs.
I go out walking after midnight.
Happy songs.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Patriotic songs. Songs of tragedy.
Two little boys and an old family dog by the banks of a stream said one day.
Love songs.
Welcome to my world.
And good old honky-tonk music.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop.
So join me every Friday night and just let your hair down for a couple of hours here on Liberty Lounge.
Do you want to lose your mind? Walk right, sit right down. Baby, let your hair hang
down.
And it's time for the Shooting Bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
Man, oh man, what a day. Welcome to the Shooting Bench, October the 3rd. And it's a Wednesday, and we are covered up with stuff to talk about tonight. Thank you to Tinker. I didn't get back to you, but thank you for turning that over there. And before we get started, as always, had so many problems, so many different times, I think I'll sneak over here and see. All right, Tebow says 5x5 already. Okay, very nice. There's Nan in there. Nan, I got something for you here in a little bit, too, actually. AZ Bound, Concretin, Tinker, Mini, Mountain Shooter, NM Glock, Northwest Heavy, Yakima Glock, Tebow. All right, got Anonymous in there. Okay. Thank you, NM Glock and Tebow both. I don't even know where to start. I got so much stuff to talk about here. But let's talk about this thing first. Let's talk about some equipment. I know that Nan will probably be excited about this. My second oldest daughter came in here the other day with a water bottle that seemed to be a pretty good deal. And it's holds 64 ounces, but it was $40-something. And I said, nah, I don't think it's that good. But I got to thinking about it, and I said, you know, these two-quart, 64-ounce Stanley stainless steel thermos bottles, we used to pay $35 for those years ago. And they're a little awkward to carry around with you all the time. And I said, well, I don't know. I'll look around a little bit and see, and maybe it's not such a bad deal. Well, I was down at Walmart the other day, and I just happened to stumble into, I don't even know what in the world I was doing on that aisle, to tell you the truth, but anyway, I looked over there, and there's a jug about the size of hers and different. It was your daughter's jug. Sorry about that. But I saw it was a different brand, and it was less than $20. And I thought, well, it's less than $20 because it's obviously not as good as this one was. Now, I'll tell you, this jug that she had said that it kept things cold for 80 hours and hot for 26 hours. That's, well, that's pretty good, all right. You know, that's it's probably vastly overrated, but, you know, I guess we'll see. So I thought about it and thought about it and talked to Amy about it, and I said, well, for $20, I'm going to try one and see, and then if it works, I'll get another one. So that night, it was killing me to find out what it would do. And I said, well, I don't know what it's going to do out in the hot sun or anything, but let's give it a shot. Put some ice in it and filled it up with water and just set it on the counter. And it's been, you know, anywhere between 70 to 78 degrees, something like that. And my curiosity got the best of me after about 40 hours. And I opened it up, and about half of the ice that I had originally put in there was still there. Now, this is almost 2 days later. And so I thought, that's pretty good, all right. And we've used it a couple of times since then. So what I'm getting at here is for, you know, there's a lot of cups and stuff out there that are $20. I'm not convinced that all of them are worth that. But this jug right here is worth it. They had another one sitting right beside it. Same size, different brand, 20 cents more expensive, but the rating, the hot and cold rating on it was half as much.
So I'll tell you, this one here is called Bubba. This is like the old boy down south that always hangs out at the filling station. That's Bubba. It's Bubba Growler is what they call it. 80 hours cold, 26 hours hot. And if it, and I already know that it does at least half of that because I opened it up after 40 hours and it still had ice in it. So I'm absolutely convinced that it would keep something cold for 80 hours. I'm sure that you have to, you know, put ice in it and stuff to start with and then just keep it however cold you put it in there. But, you know, it was back in, I don't even remember when it was, 70, no, 80 something. Yeah, it must have been 87, 87, 88 when I got out of the Army. My ex used to work at a thing kind of like Lowe's, only not nearly as big. This was a long time ago before Lowe's was invented. But anyway, they give a heck of a discount every quarter, I think it was, maybe monthly. I think it was every quarter. They had an auction type deal for things that people brought back. They had a return policy like Lowe's, you know, that no matter what it is, you bring it back, we'll give your money back. Doesn't make any difference what you did to it, what happened. Just bring it back and we'll give you money back. So there's all this stuff, and they, for whatever reason, they bring it back and they say, okay, here's your money back. So every quarter they auction this stuff off to the employees. And I still got it, as a matter of fact. I got a brand spanking new Stanley stainless steel thermos bottle. You've all seen them, the not the backing glass ones, but the good stainless ones. We got it for like, I don't know, $2 or something like that. Still got it, still works, still use it. We got, and you know what, why the lady brought it back? Because she said it wouldn't heat her coffee. Yeah, you can't make this up. That's what she said. I don't know if she thought you plug it in somewhere or what. But anyway, we got a food processor, and I think it's the one that I still have. I'm not sure. That had a, the cord wasn't hooked up properly inside. And I hooked that up and got it for, you know, $2 or $3, $4 or $5. I don't remember what it was. Got a telephone, one ringy dingy, you know, it was a push button type phone, one of them princess things. And I took the headset apart, and on the receiving end of the earpiece, there was a little tiny red wire that needed soldered back in place and had a brand new phone. Cost $1. So I don't know why I got off on that. But anyway, Nan, this would be something if you're going to be hiking in hot weather and stuff. It's obviously it's going to weigh a little bit more than your hydration bladders and stuff like that. Upside is if you don't mind carrying an extra pound or pound and a half, you know, you drink the water out of your hydration bladders and everything first. And then for the trip back, you've got good cold ice water coming back. Or if you're going out, you know, in the Jeep and gonna go out in the desert and goof around for a while, this would be a great thing to take. So far, I am abundantly impressed with this water jug. I'm not easily impressed by water jugs, but this one is something else. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's move on here and see what else we got. We got a whole ton of things here. You know, here we are with probably the most important thing that I've got tonight. I never thought that I'd live long enough to see this. Just came out yesterday at noon Eastern time. Never thought I'd see it. I always hoped it would be that way, but it is a beginning. The Trump administration has brought an end to a law enforcement program at wildlife refuges. Now, ideally, we want to see them bring an end to all the BLM law enforcement, all the federal law enforcement. period. Now, they're never going to get rid of all of them. That's just not going to happen. There's no reason to wish for it. No reason to cuss about it. It's not going to happen, at least not until after Civil War 2.0. But this is a program where they had different, most of them retired law enforcement and whatnot in law enforcement positions, and that are being relieved of their law enforcement capacity. They're no longer able to act in that capacity. They're going to be stripped of their firearms, and this is according to a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service email that was shared with several different news agencies here. So, of course, the first thing, now this is, there's not a lot of people. I think there was, total of 51 people or so in the ultimate strip, 51 refuge employees. Yeah, I don't know what the total is. It says that it will strip 51 refuge employees of the enforcement role in two stages between October 1st and January 1st. I don't know if that's the total. It appears to be, according to the story, but there, you know, the way it's worded, there could be more. But at any rate, it's a great start, and I hope that, of course, the other federal folks and the tree huggers and everything, oh no, they're going to drain the wetlands and kill too many animals and start shooting too early and take the wrong number of bullets out with them. This guy says he woke up for years as early as 4 a.m. to make sure that wildfowl hunters, I think that's supposed to be waterfowl, but maybe not, of the Sacramento National Wildlife Refuge didn't accidentally kill protected animals or use more bullets than they were allotted. That is a stupid statement right there. How do you make sure that they don't accidentally kill protected animals? You can give them a ticket for it once you find out they did, but you can't stop that from happening. Just because you've taken 51 refuge employees away from 250 million acres of federal land doesn't mean that that's going to automatically, that everybody's going to go out and accidentally kill protected animals. Use more bullets than they were allotted. You know, they've done such a good job of making most people scared of them. I have known a great number of people that I've gone out hunting with in places that it was so unlikely that we'd run into a ranger or game warden or anything, so remote that, I mean, I would just literally bet my life that there was just no way we were going to see anybody. And I'd watch them painstakingly count their shotgun shells or make sure they didn't have any lead shotgun shells, you know, when they're still supposed to be shooting steel and whatnot. And they've just got everybody so scared that all they have to do is make this law, never enforce it, never put a single person on it, and people are still going to religiously obey some of these laws, stupid as they may be. So, anyway, that's all I got to say about that. Guess you heard about the big shooting today in South Carolina. Six officers shot, seven shot, one dead, six other ones injured. And the guy was taken into custody. He was shot, but he survived. So I don't know the whole story behind it, but one guy, the officer that died, just got his 30-year service pin from the department. So that's too bad. Anyway. All right. Moving right along. Here's one of those things that you have a hard time believing. You can't make this stuff up type of deal. I shouldn't laugh. Ordinarily, you don't laugh when somebody dies. Boy, this one's hard not to. This guy is in Mason County, Washington.
Some of you guys, even you Washington folks, may have already heard this. He was shot dead after someone saw him dragging a dead raccoon behind him and mistook it for a dog. Well, what they found out after the investigation here, they haven't caught the guy yet, I guess, that did it, or they hadn't had by the time I got this story anyway. They shot him and ran over him after he mistook a dead raccoon that the victim was dragging down the road for a dog. Evidently, the man had intended to use the dead raccoon as bait for his crab pot, but a confrontation over it quickly got out of hand, and the victim was run over and shot in the leg. So apparently the shooting didn't kill him, but the being run over by the truck must have. There's a video here. I can't play it because of the language, but here he's walking down the street dragging this raccoon about 10 feet behind him on a cord. That's a little different. This guy lives off the land. He has no bills, no responsibilities, no nothing. They said he's a great guy. Smile on his face all the time. Apparently the guy had thought he was being cruel to the dog or something and shot him. Wait a minute. Let me back up here and look at this. Okay, no, he wasn't shot dead. He was shot after the dead raccoon. Okay, he was shot in the leg and run over, but he was hospitalized and is all better now and got out of the hospital. So he was not shot dead. Scratch that. I misread that. I'm sorry about that. Okay, and on we go. I'm going to go check the chat room and see what's going on. Get down here. You guys are cruising right along here. Let me see what's going on. I got left out today of the presidential, whatever in the hell it was, the little text message everybody was supposed to get. Matter of fact, I know very few people that I do know at least two. But I know about seven that didn't. No, probably about 10. No. Doc, I wonder about that. He said the president texted you. He told you they was looking for me. Well, they may have been. I don't know what the heck the deal was. Anyway. Hold on, Thought I had a radio broadcast. We're going to talk about a radio thing here in a little bit that might interest you guys. Dan says she knows about the Bubba stuff. I'd never heard of it. Never heard of it until I got this. But I'll tell you what, I already know that it does what it says it's going to do, and that's damn sure worth $20. I wouldn't have paid $40 for it, but it's certainly worth $20. The ones that you buy at the flea market for a dollar, yeah, they work fine for what they are. I guarantee you, if you buy them for a dollar, they don't keep your stuff cold for 80 hours. Guarantee you that. The one that my daughter got, she left it all day. She was in Phoenix or somewhere where it was way hot. And was gone all day and came back and there was still ice in it. And it's a black jug sitting in locked up in the cab of a car. So that's pretty impressive, I'll have to say. It's I don't know if it's worth $40, but I guess it is if you like something cold to drink when there ain't nothing else around. Okay. What are you talking about, Mountain Shooter, for a throat bike? What do you mean? All right, let's move on here. This story, a lot of controversy in this story, over this story. This is an armed, pregnant mother
blows away an intruder, but now she's facing 24 years in prison. Well, the first thing you want to do here is be outraged on account of this pregnant mother used a weapon to protect herself and her child, and that's a wonderful thing. We strongly encourage this. She was 11 weeks pregnant, and obviously we encourage that very much, but apparently the guy, the attacker was inside the apartment and tackled her and again trying to cover her mouth with his hands. She thought she smelled chemicals, and then he started hitting her in the face with his fist. After she was able to break free, she grabbed a pistol off the coffee table and shot the man 3 times before running to her neighbor's apartment, telling her to call 911. Said she feared not only for her safety, the safety of her baby, and felt that she had no other option. Okay, that's good. I completely support that. However, now you're going to hear the rest of the story. Authorities determined that her use of force was indeed justified, but the reason she's facing up to 24 years in prison is because she previously pled guilty to felony marijuana charges. Okay, I am also against marijuana charges of any description, but she said right now, they're looking at the max 24 years, and that's her baby's life. I said she's going to miss 24 years of her child's life. Won't even know the child, miss out on everything. Okay. In Arkansas, being found with just an ounce of marijuana is a felony charge, which is absolutely ridiculous. But, okay, here's the deal, though.
Okay, I don't agree with the marijuana charge at all. Not even a little bit. Not one iota. But she was charged with it. And she knew what the consequences were. She knew that she was a prohibited possessor. She's a felon. No, she can't have a gun. This is all made very clear to you when you start down this path. So it's not the 24 years. It's not the justified use of lethal force that she's getting in trouble for. It's the fact that she had a gun, period. Is it right? Is it justified? And no, it's not. But she knew what the consequences were when she did it. So the question is, well, what's she supposed to do? How's she supposed to protect herself? Well, you can do as she did. Took the chance, got caught. This is the thing I tell people, all these guys that beat their chest and say, well, the Second Amendment is my concealed carry permit. Okay, I get that. I'm on top of it. I'm with you. However, that works just fine until you have to use the gun. This would have worked just fine for her if she hadn't had to use the gun. So if you're a felon or if you decide to carry concealed in places that do not have constitutional carry and depend on the Second Amendment being your carry permit, I fully understand that. And I know what your legal argument and everything is. But that's not how it works in the real world. If you want to take that chance and that, whenever you have to use it, then that's when you discover that you're going to go to jail, or it's going to cost you a lot of money, or cost you your, you know, whatever.
So, I hate to, I fully agree with her. She should have been able to do this. I mean, now, if I'm not mistaken, in New Mexico, look this up one time, and after, I believe it's after 10 years, after you've been convicted of a felony, or something like that, you're allowed to have a firearm in your home for self-defense. In your home only. No carrying it anywhere else, no concealed carry permits, no nothing. AZ bound, I don't know what Arkansas's law is, but yeah, that's an option. Black powder. I'm not a big fan of stun guns and tasers. But under the circumstances,
why do I hear people talking? Okay, I put an abrupt halt to that. Thank you very much. Black powder may have been a, Doc, it may be allowed under federal law, but it may not be allowed under state law. So, if the state doesn't allow it, then it's just as bad as anything else. But taser, stun guns, pepper spray and all that stuff, not a big fan of it, but that is an option. With a little bit of training and the right mindset, it would probably work for it. Now, how did the guy get in the house? They didn't make that real clear. Was it just a matter of locking the doors? You know, maybe having a dog. There's a lot of things that is a possibility. And again, I do not agree one bit with this. But, you know, she took the chance. It's quite unreasonable that she was charged with this, but she knew what the chances, what the consequences would be if she got caught, and she got caught. It's one of those unfortunate things. If you're going to do that, then you just have to be prepared to accept the consequences as it happens there. So I think what we're going to do is take a little break.
I'll be back.
Criminals prefer an unarmed public. Our nation's worst crime statistics and most horrific recent events have taken place in areas that are known to be no-carry zones for law-abiding citizens. There's a reason schools make such good targets for gun violence. Only the criminal will be armed.
They want to take my guns away.
And I had to chuckle because then I noticed you had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that.
It's about the weapons, the guns. Where did the killer get them?
They're shocked at how easy it is to purchase a gun.
It is simply too easy to obtain a firearm.
While the gun is considered an instrument of war by many, to me, it is clearly an instrument of peace and of liberty. The gun promotes peace in the hands of peaceful people. The gun has no mind of its own, it has no morals, and it has no conscience. In the same moment that the gun takes a life, it can be saving one and not be able to distinguish the difference. The gun and its use, for good or for evil, is solely at the discretion of its bearer.
It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man, he wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could.
The gun levels the playing field when confronted by larger men, armed men, multiple attackers, and tyrannical governments. The right of self-preservation, the right to possess that gun, was afforded me by my maker and is non-negotiable. It is not up for consideration or discussion by any man or group of men on this earth. The right to bear arms is what protects my other rights. And considering the source of that right, it cannot and will not be taken away or disguised as some watered-down compromise. There are a few rights that man is born with, and it has been that way since the dawn of time. The Constitution of the United States enumerates those rights for us, and the protection that it affords us is comforting. However, the Constitution has been ignored, gagged, whisked away to an office full of men that have taken pleasure in violating her, leaving her torn and bleeding, unable to help herself. People that were appointed stewards over her have been neglectful. They have been lured into complacency and have inadvertently turned a blind eye towards this criminal act. We, the people, have been distracted, we were promised safety and protection by the very men that have perpetrated this vile deed. Without the support and protection of free men, dedicated, patriotic Americans, the Constitution is truly nothing more than a piece of paper.
Remember real clear years ago in the swamps of South Georgia, cane pole and crossman in my hands, all I needed to be growed up. Homemade ice cream and barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ramp on Saturday right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answered what I'd done. Those days I forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
We have a message for those that would take our guns away, whomever they may be. From whatever country, whatever unconstitutional faction they may belong to, please understand that we have had everything taken from us that we are willing to surrender. Some of us have been shooting since before many of you were born. Many of us were trained by the same people that trained you. And some of us, through years of experience, know tricks that they haven't taught you yet. Think of your families and your future with them as we have done. We have decided that our future and that of our children cannot and will not be without freedom. We are willing to die to defend those God-given rights if need be. The question that each of you must ask yourselves, are you willing to die to take them away?
From Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
That ain't country. Blood and mercy. That ain't country.
All right, let's finish this up here. You know, something that one of my Facebook friends, I'm not sure if he's listening or not, remember just coincidence, I did post this on Facebook the other day about the girl that's getting 24 years or likely to get 24 years for protecting herself. And he reminded me of jury nullification. That is her only chance. Now, the courts are very much opposed. They really frown on this, but if a well-informed jury were to nullify this law, meaning if they all get together and come up with the verdict here, say that, I don't know if that's considered a verdict or not, but if they all come in and nullify this on the grounds that it is illegal, unconstitutional, just a bad law in general, and shouldn't be, then she would get off scot-free. It's just highly unlikely that that's going to happen. There's just not enough informed jurists out there that will do something like that. And that's too bad. By the way, just in case anybody was wondering here, especially you folks down in Phoenix and Florida and whatever. We're looking at snow 55 miles from here this coming Sunday. 70% chance of snow in Nutrioso, Arizona. And as the crow flies, that's about 50, 55 miles from right where I'm sitting right now. So, Alan, no, wait, no, it's not that far either. It is, 40 miles as the crow flies. So, anyway, just thought I'd throw that in there for you. All right, what was that? Hold on, we may have a alert coming in here. Nope, that was an alert. Thought it was. Okay. In Russia, there is a law student there, 20 years old, accusing men of, on the train there, of gender aggression. Gender aggression. You know how most men, a lot of men will sit with their legs kind of spread apart a little farther than a girl normally does? Well, there's a reason for that. It's an anatomy thing, just in case anybody wonders about that. So this gal is coming up here with a water bottles with bleach and water in them and dumping it right in the man's crotch. Obviously, that's going to be a permanent staining of the pants and could even be a little uncomfortable. And I'd try to get assault charges on her. I can't think of the word I'm looking for. I think that is an assault. And I don't know what, it doesn't show these guys doing anything. It shows one guy getting up and heading towards her. I don't know what the rest of them are doing. But this feminism thing has just gone way in the hell too far. Way too far. And it says, she's on video, says her country is too slow to counter the problem. Says she's been targeting males sitting with their legs spread wide open on public transport in St. Petersburg, Florida. And I don't know what the laws are in Russia, but I don't know. Maybe it's because she's a girl she's getting away with it. I don't know. But she has tackled a disgusting act, she says, by splashing a mixture of 30 liters of water, 6 liters of bleach into the groin areas of men she deemed to be sitting in an offensive manner. Pretty tough to believe. Oh, well, we'll see what happens, if anything, to that. Let me go over here and see if we got any comments coming in on that. That would be tough not to just jump up and grab her by the hair and throw her out the damn door. That's a little over the top. Quite a bit over the top, as a matter of fact. Nan, if you get the throat mic, I think I sent you a link to it a long time ago, and I don't know if you ever got one or not, but if you didn't, I'll send you one. But yeah, if the throat mic that goes to a UV5R will also work on a UV82, except since the UV82 has a toggle, push the talk switch on the side, meaning that you push the top, push the top switch and the top, you talk on the top frequency, you push the bottom switch, you talk on the bottom frequency. So if you put a standard mic on there, like for a UV5R, it'll fit and it'll work, but it will only work on the bottom frequency. It will not work on the top one. So if you want one for a UV82HP, you will need to buy one specifically for the UV82 that has a double push-to-talk switch on it. Other than that, as far as plugging it in, yes, they work fine. Hey, Susie B's in there. How about that? Glad to see you again. You've been playing hooky here a little bit once in a while. Okay, on we go. Just so everybody knows, with all the rumors of government shutting down and all that stuff, it's only been just a couple of weeks ago that Virginia, state of Virginia, I guess, has bought $2 million worth of riot gear. That's a lot of riot gear. So I don't know if they know something that we don't or what's going on there. But anyway, down in Phoenix, if you're going to walk down the sidewalk, you need to not have your earplugs in. You need to be paying attention to what's going on, because there are truck drivers down there. Now, here's where you insert certain truck driver jokes. Okay. Guy was walking down the sidewalk, rounding a corner, perfectly within his rights from where he was supposed to be, not doing anything to anybody. And a truck with a flatbed trailer rounded the corner. I mean, he rounded the corner off. So what he did, he jumped up on the sidewalk, run over the guy, and killed him dead. Yep. I mean, this guy just walking down the sidewalk, minding his own business. And guy cut his corner way too short, didn't swing it wide enough. And I'm assuming the guy was either drunk or just got out of truck driving school or just got kicked out of truck driving school or something. Don't know exactly what happened here. But anyway, went over the guy and killed him. Here's a teacher in Florida. Tebow, you might know about this story. History teacher down there was fired for standing. Fired for asserting her right to be a teacher and to do what she wanted to do in her class. She was fired for refusing to give half credit to students that did not turn in their assignments. You'd be supposed to get 50% if you do nothing. Well, she refused to do that and was fired. She wrote a note to her kids, says, "Bye, kids. Miss Toronto loves you and wishes you the best in life. I've been fired for refusing to give you a 50% for not handing anything in." So this is in...
What the hell was that?
Some kind of racket going on in here. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What did you get into? Oh. It's all been solved. Cat did it. So, we had a... apparently, the way it sounded, he was in the box all the way down. There was an empty box sitting at the top of the stairs. And apparently, he jumped in it It went down the stairs, and from the way it sounded, I think he was in it all the way to the bottom. And then I heard a little running pitter-patter feet after it hit the floor, so he's gone somewhere. I don't think he enjoyed that ride. No. Okay, another good story here. I didn't think we'd ever see this happen, but this is the gal that, remember when the gal that accused all the football players of raping her here a while back? I don't remember when it was, a couple of years ago. Well, she's been sentenced to prison, and that's a very, very good thing. She wasn't sentenced long enough. I think she ought to get, you know, as much as anybody else, as any of the guys that she accused would have gotten. But she's going to get a year, 20 years old, and she's going to get a year in prison, and how long was the... supervised probation or something.
One of her victims said she accused me of what I believed to be a horrendous, horrific crime out of her own selfish concerns. I lost my scholarship, my dream of continuing to play football, and now I'm in debt $30,000. I'm simply trying to get ahead as best I can. And she's going to get a year. I'm glad that she's getting something, but that's not nearly adequate for what she did. She says the men held her down, took turns raping her. When they find out that these people are lying like this, I think they ought to get every single minute of what the accused got or would have gotten. Even if they find out before the court proceedings are over with, before the accused even goes to jail or anything, if they find out she's lying, then she needs to get the hammer dropped on her there. All right, then we're getting close here. Here's one. This one kind of like kills me.
You know, we give kids 50% grade for not doing anything, and we have our little cry closets. Remember that closet where you go and pout and cry? Because I don't even remember what the reason was. It was so retarded, I couldn't even fathom the thing. Well, it's gotten worse.
There's a University of Manchester, has banned clapping. Yeah, applause. Clapping. You understand what I'm getting at here? No, that's not it. Oh, stop. Wrong one. Where's my other one at? Oh, well. They've banned clapping to avoid triggering anxiety. Students told to do jazz hands instead. Jazz hands. There's an image here of a girl doing this jazz hands thing. She's got both palms out, holding up, and she's not saying anything, but she's acting like a mime, you know, pantomiming this wee, you know. I don't know what she's acting like. She's shouting there, but from now on, if you're here's even a little tutorial here. It shows exactly how to do it. So there you go. If you want to learn how not to clap, just go to this is in the UK, and by the way, it's not quite that bad here yet. But believe you me, somebody's going to see this and get an idea and say, you know what, we ought to be doing that here. Men can't be sitting with their legs apart, and they can't be clapping, nobody. So, anyway. Okay, I'm going to put a link in the chat room here. You guys have heard me talk about J.J. Smith, John Jacob Smith, Amron, and all that stuff. Great resource. If you want to learn about the relationship here between ham, FRS, GMRS, MERS radios and preparedness and whatnot, you've heard a lot of it from me. You can get it from a different voice. He thinks the same way I do. I know JJ. He's a great guy. I love him to death. But I'm going to put this link in there for you, and there's a lot of different resources here. You know, we've talked about the Channel 3 project and all that. Well, you can get all of this stuff from Amron, but here's a radio show where JJ was on as a guest, and they talked about, he was on American Readout Radio, and JJ talks about preppers and radio. So how come my Duma Flotchy is not doing what it's supposed to? Flotchy here. Let's try that again. All right, there it is. Okay, well, I managed to get through all of my little deals that I had planned to do here, so that's a wonderful thing. And now I think I'm going to fade off into the sunset here. I got to get up way early and make a road trip in the morning, so I'm going to scoot on out of here, and we'll see you Friday night for Liberty Lounge.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.